This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. When people in North Queens gather on Tuesday to commemorate the community's war veterans, they'll have a little help thanks to a booklet and website honoring those who didn't return. The project is a collaboration between the North Queens Remembrance Day Committee, the North Queens Heritage Society, and Air Force veteran Chris Charlton. They've created a booklet that profiles the 33 service members from the area who died in the two world wars and the Korean conflict. Carol Smith is the chair of the Remembrance Day Committee and chaplain of the North Queens Fire Association.
When you read the profiles, you just see what a huge change it must have been for them to leave rural Nova Scotia and go fight in a faraway countries and just put their lives on the line. So it's the enormity of their sacrifice that we need to remember, and I think that's what Remembrance Day is all about, is realizing that we're all called upon to want the greater good. And to remember what they did for peace, and what is it that we can do in our time and place.
Charlton was a Sea King pilot for 28 years and is a Gulf War veteran. He approached the committee last year about a project he was working on to commemorate the war dead from North Queens.
Chris has done an amazing amount of work researching the lives of those whose names are on the cenotaph in North Queens, and he deserves a lot of credit for that, because it's been a labor of love, I believe, for him.
The committee received a $3,000 grant from Veterans Affairs Canada to print 250 booklets to distribute to families of the fallen. There will also be copies handed out at this year's Remembrance Day service in Caledonia. The booklet includes a full profile and photos of each of the servicemen. There's even more information on the North Queens Remembers website, including a treasure trove of archival documents. Charlton wrote the profiles and compiled the documents, but it was a community effort, including members of the former Royal Canadian Legion branch in Caledonia and the Volunteer Fire Department.
Part of it is to honor these people. It would be easy to let the passage of time dim our memories. This is just one way to connect us to the stories, the amazing stories for each of these people.
The project was also a personal one for Smith. Her father, Mervyn Dunn, was a veteran of the Second World War. He returned home but didn't talk much about his experiences overseas.
He was in France, Italy, Holland, all those places, and he never talked about it. Many veterans are like that, and I really regret that I didn't ask him more. So many people have the same story, that their fathers didn't talk about it.
At the Remembrance Day service in Caledonia on Tuesday, members of the committee will read the profile of Private Joseph Culp, whose brother Simeon is still alive and living in a nursing home in Lunenburg.
I think this is a really good profile to read, because it really highlights the sacrifice of so many. Because it's mentioned in his profile that where he is buried, a cemetery contains the graves of those who died during the fighting at Moreau River and Ortona. Today there are 1,615 graves in the cemetery, of which 1,375 are Canadian.
Smith says the committee has also given about 20 copies to the North Queens Community School, where teachers plan to use it in class projects. She hopes the document will inspire other groups to do similar research on veterans in their area. The Remembrance Day service in Caledonia is on Tuesday at 10:45 a.m. at the North Queens Fire Hall. You can visit the North Queens Remembers website at northqueensremembers.ca. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.